Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And we're back. Thanks for listening to those important sponsor messages during the break as they help pay for this show and what Mary, Rudy, and I do each week. Before we talk about something that we think is a rather remarkable feat in our personal connection segment today, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by LifeLock.
Today's technology makes a lot of things easier because everything's connected. Cell phones are connected to tablets, tablets are connected to smart TVs, and they're, of course, all connected to Wi-Fi. But these connections can also allow criminals to get in, and that's why new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security.
So while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats. And if there ever is a problem, LifeLock agents will work to fix it. Join now at LifeLock.com. Use promo code RM. You'll save 10%. Or you'll find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
The seven summits are the tallest mountain peaks on each of the seven continents. And for our personal connection segment today, we've invited our next guest to join us because he's not only climbed all seven of these peaks, he's climbed them at least 10 times each.
Wow.
Yeah. 10 times each. Okay. Vern Tejas is an avid mountain climber, guide, and author of an account of his experiences aptly called 70 Summits, Life in the Mountains. And here to tell us more is the world-renowned mountain climber Vern Tejas.
Hello, Vern. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate having you on this weekend for sure. So, you know, Mary just discussed a bit of your story, and I think a good way to start off would be sharing our congratulations, because that's certainly in order. You've achieved something that few of us would, frankly, you know, dare to even think about trying. You know, essentially 70 summits of the highest peaks on all seven continents. That's a remarkable accomplishment, Vern.
Well, thank you. It's been my life goal, if you will. But it's certainly... wonderful to reach this point where I can look back and go like, wow, I have been able to be very blessed in my life to accomplish this.
Well, it's certainly a big wow. Vern, we have something in common. Robert and I have actually seen the summit of Denali.
Oh,
but
okay.
But our excellent connection ends there as we were in a plane, so I don't know if that counts.
The plane flew us to the top, that doesn't count.
So Denali, the tallest mountain, Denali in Alaska, the tallest mountain in the U.S. We know you were the first man to climb it solo in the winter. Congratulations, you've climbed it many times. How old were you when you first climbed it? And for those of us who've never summited a mountain before, can you tell us what it feels like to reach a summit?
I started as a young man. I was 25 years old when I actually got to the top, but I saw it as you saw it 5 years in advance of that. I said, I'm going to climb that. And then it took me 5 years to get to that point where I felt like I was worthy of trying it. To get to the top is a wonderful feeling. At the time, you're exhausted and you know that you have to get down. So you don't spend much time celebrating until you actually get back into the land of the living and off the mountain. And at that point, you realize, wow, I made this dream come true, and I feel like I've risen to the occasion. I've learned lots of new skills. And it's a moment of self-congratulations when you get back down and can look back on the experience.
Right, absolutely. You know, on these climbs, you're navigating weather conditions, your oxygen intake, and so many other things I really can't even imagine, really with your life hanging in the balance. I'd love to know if there was a summit experience that may stick out for you on all of your climbs that you pursued, but perhaps in retrospect, it might have been a risk that could have gone in the wrong direction.
Oh, I think many times on Everest I've had...
on Everest?
I've had many things go seriously awry on Everest. Mm-hmm. But to get to the summit after two former attempts to finally attain the summit on my third try in 92 was a moment of superior, in my mind, just the finest feeling I could have, that I've been working at this goal for multiple years and had setbacks, but was able to then overcome those things and with a little bit of luck with the weather, finally get to the top. So that,
right,
for me, that's the highlight of climbing, as one would think, the highest point on Earth.
Before we go any further, Vern, I want to reintroduce you to our listeners. If you're just tuning in, Robert and I are speaking with world-renowned mountain climber Vern Tejas, discussing his 70 summits and life in the mountains in our latest Personal Connection episode.
All right, so Vern, you know, out of all the 70 summits and your multiple ascends, I'd like to know which mountain you enjoy climbing the most and which mountain do you respect the most? And by respect, what I mean is perhaps more challenging than others.
Robert, I think the one that I enjoy the most is my my hometown mountain in right in Alaska, Denali, which I've now climbed, been blessed to be able to climb 58 times. However, I think the one that I have the most respect for is Everest, which has tried to put an end to me on three different occasions. I came very close to death on Everest, so most respect for that one. But my favorite mountain in all the world is definitely Denali, right here.
You said 58 times.
Yeah.
Now, have you summited that mountain 58 times?
Yes.
Yeah. We flew over it once.
This is incredible.
I'm listening. Experience has to be different to you. I mean, I'm sure you're taking similar paths and tracks, but I mean, 58 times, wow.
Well, it's different every time because I'm working with different groups of people. As an international mountain guide, I'm very fortunate to have people from all walks of life, and because of that, it's a learning process for me. The mountain actually has stayed fairly similar throughout my experience up there. It's always cold. It's always challenging. It's always a hypoxic experience, but getting to the top. Mm-hmm. But the people change, and that's what really changes the landscape for me is the humans that I interact with.
So let's talk about your career also as a guide, taking people on climbs and teaching them these skills. What are maybe one or two of the most important skills that you think people need, particularly new climbers? And is there such a thing as being too confident as an experienced climber?
Well, certainly overconfidence has actually undone lots of climbers. Mm-hmm. But I think for the beginner, the most basic thing is learning how to listen to yourself and take care of yourself. Your self-care responsibilities are great. If you don't take care of yourself, you're going to be a detriment to the team. You're going to be a real drag for the rest of the group because they're going to have to take care of you. And so the most basic thing you can do is make sure you're breathing, make sure you're drinking, make sure you're eating, make sure you're staying warm, taking care of your sun cream. There's multiple very basic levels, but a lot of people forget that in the heat of the moment of trying to get to the summit. They forget to take care of themselves and then become a liability.
Well, right now, I would say if I'm going to go summit a mountain, everything I've heard of, Vern, I want you...
We want to go with you.
...as my leader, number one.
Okay.
Number two I'm going to ask you is this. If somebody's listening out there and, you know, they're like Mary and me, we're not, you know, experienced by any means with mountain climbers, of the seven summits that you have tackled, which one would you say would be the easiest...
I think Kilimanjaro is where a lot of people start. I was just recently climbed it. It's a good beginner mountain because you can just focus on the altitude and working with your body, getting used to dealing with the stresses of not having enough oxygen. And there's porters to carry your things, and the campsites are set up. They've got great infrastructure, typically good weather. So it's an easy introduction to climbing the high points on each continent. After that, I would say Elbrus in Russia would be the next one.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So those two. And I, from what you said earlier, I'm assuming Everest would be the last.
One of the most challenging.
Yeah, so maybe put that
exactly.
up toward the end.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to ask you, you know, as we went into this interview, you know, where you've been climbing lately. I think you might have told me that with the 58 summits of Denali. So I'm going to ask you, what accomplishments remain ahead for you?
Oh, there's a whole list of things. It seems like the list gets longer rather than shorter. But I'm really interested in doing the second highest mountain on each continent. It's a very, very challenging setup. They're actually more difficult than climbing the highest mountain. So that's one of the things I strive for.
Okay, so that's next.
And are they more difficult because of the terrain or the weather? Or
Both those things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's the logistics getting to them because a lot of people want to do number one, the infrastructure's there, but number two gets not as highly revered. The logistics for climbing the second highest mountain on each continent has been given short shrift.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, listen, Vern, thank you very much for taking some time out of your weekend to share what you've experienced with us today. It is, as I said, a remarkable feat. And, folks, you can pick up Vern's book at Amazon or your favorite bookstore. Again, it's called 70 Summits, Life in the Mountains. Enjoy the weekend, Vern.
Thank you so much.
Vern, thank you so much. Take care.
All right. Interesting man. And I know you're enjoying his book.
I am loving this book. and the experiences that he's had. 70 summits and other mountains. I mean, that's just, you know, the 70 summits he's climbed all over. Just unbelievable.
Folks, listen, please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can even do it on LinkedIn now as well at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break as Rudy checks in. He's going to take us back to Gander, Newfoundland, a place we introduced you to last year on June 17th with Beverly Bass, who landed her plane there during 9/11. And then Mary and I, we're going to join you again towards the end of the hour to discuss the development of premium airport lounges. So stay right where you are. Your RM World Travel Express is back after these messages.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.